Jeg ordered the three guards to wait, whilst he vanished into the trees. He was back shortly, carrying fresh switches, which he issued to the minders. Making whippy noise with his own switch, the young painted one smirked wickedly at his captives.
You find plenty buried fruits, eggs and fishes, lots of victuals, or you get punished bad.
Dragging the rocks to which they were hobbled, the pair lumbered awkwardly off. Double managed to murmur to Bisky as they fell behind slightly.
Keep your eyes and wits peeled for a chance, any chance. Don't be afraid of slaying them if you have to.
The young mouse replied out of the side of his mouth.
Don't worry, mate. I won't be scared of finishing the job if it comes down to them or us.
Swish. Jeg's switch caught both their paws.
Shut up and keep moving, you slackers.
Double actually smiled at Jeg.
That's a nice little whip you've got there, sir. 'Twould come right out both your ears if I was to stuff it up your nostrils.
Jeg raised the switch, but something in the Gowsum shrew's eyes warned him not to strike with it. To save face, Jeg slashed at some dandelions, knocking the flowering heads from their stems. He called to the guards.
Yeah, keep these two moving.
The three guards were not as vindictive as Jeg. Bisky found that if they kept a reasonable pace, their trio of minders did not goad them. Travelling through the late spring woodlands, they came upon a copse where, in a shaded spot, mushrooms grew in abundance. Under the watchful eyes of the guards and Jeg, who lounged in the low branches of a maple, the two captives picked mushrooms. After a while, Double began digging amidst the grass. One of the female guards prodded him with her switch.
What you doing? You're supposed to be picking mushrooms.
The young shrew sniffed at his paws.
Radishes. There's wild radishes growing here.
She pulled her face.
Yeah, don't like radishes. Leave them where they are.
Just to assert his superiority over the group, Jeg called out from his perch.
Stick some radishes out. My dad, I like some. You help him, Mousy. Go on.
Bisky joined Double at the digging, muttering to him.
We don't like radishes either, mate. What are we scrabbling with our bare paws in the dirt for? Picking mushrooms is much easier.
Double showed him a sharp flint shard he had dug up. Stowing it swiftly in his belt, he winked at Bisky.
Just keep digging and see if you can find a good sharp flint like I've got. Then hide it quick. Nothing like a flint shard for cutting these ropes. Or a few painted ones' throats, when we gets the chance.
Jeg threw a twig at them, calling,
Where's the radishes you're digging for, eh?
Bisky suddenly came upon a keen-edged flint, shaped almost like a small knife blade. He shouted back,
I haven't found them yet, but there's radishes round here somewheres, if my mate says there is.
Jeg climbed down from the maple and came to see for himself. Casting about with a footpaw, he sneered.
Geeta! Ain't no radishes growing here. Waste of time digging. The mushrooms will do. Let's get back to the camp, Wyndham. Move yourselves.
On the journey back to the Five Topped Oak, Bisky whispered to his companion.
We found a sharp flint. It's hidden in my tunic. What's the next move, mate?
Double's lips hardly moved as he replied.
Wait till tonight. Once it gets dark and all the scum are asleep, that's when we make our move.